This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Every day that goes by, Ikhwan, and we hear the news and we watch those videos that are going viral, it only makes us and make our hearts bleed. And every day we reach the conclusion that the most that we can do is the dua. And we spoke last week about what else can we do. And today, inshallah, tonight, since most of us, or many of the Muslims right now, all they have is the dua, so let's remind each other of the etiquette of dua and what is the best dua you could ever make to Gaza, taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First, when we are making the dua, and keep in mind, we agreed or we felt that this is all I can do. I can't do much. It has to come from the bottom of your heart as if that baby that you're seeing in the video is actually your nephew. And that girl is your niece. And that sister is your sister, your blood sister. From the bottom of your heart. Because it depends, the stronger the dua is, the higher the possibility of being answered. It depends where it's coming from the tongue or from the heart. If it's just from the tongue, it's just lip service. So number one, it has to come really from the heart. Second, seek the times where the dua is accepted. Rasulullah ﷺ gave us many times where the dua is accepted, between the adhan and the iqamah. While we are waiting, some of us are joking, some of us are playing around. That is the best time. Rasulullah ﷺ, the hadith in Tirmidhi, الدُعَاء بين الأذان والإقامة لا يرد. It will never be returned empty between the adhan and the iqamah. The dua when it's raining, the dua when you're traveling, the dua when you're fasting, you're about to break your fast, and the three white days of Rabi'ul Thani is or are Saturday, Sunday, Monday. This Saturday is the 13th, Sunday is the 14th, and Monday is the 15th of Rabi'ul Thani, the Hijri month. And these are the three white days where it's recommended to fast. Let's fast. Individually, it's not a communal fast. Fast on your own, and when the time comes for iftar, Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, from the bottom of your heart, the dua of the sa'im is mustajab, is answered. And the best time, if you are really serious, because there are people who are really sincere and serious about making dua, and there are people who, you know, just want to make dua just for the heck of it. If you are serious, right now, put your alarm on 6 a.m., 5:30 a.m. That is the best time to make dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the best dua, the thulthul akhir min al-layl, the last third of the night, where Allah Azza wa Jal himself descends in a way that befits his majesty. And he asks, what do you want so I can give you? Look, what do you want so I can give you? The serious and the sincere and the one who really cares about the brothers and sisters in Gaza, when Allah is asking that question, that person will be raising his hands and crying, Ya Allah, I can't do much from here. Ya Allah, all I have is you. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb. And he start making dua. If you are sincere, Bismillah, get your phones out and put the alarm right now, 5:30 or any time before the Fajr time. These are some of the times where the dua is answered. Second, what are some of the du'as that Rasulullah ﷺ said in the battlefield? Starts with Badr. Allahumma anjiz lana ma wa'attana. Allahumma atina ma wa'attana. He used to say it for himself, Allahumma anjiz li ma wa'attani. He kept on making this dua and raising his hand until his rida' fell off his back. You could imagine how much he was pleading. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and put it back on his back. Ya Allah, fulfill what you have promised us. Ya Allah, fulfill what you have promised us. In two different words in Arabic. Yani, Ya Allah, you promised the Muslims victory. Please, Ya Allah, give us victory. And then he added to it, Ya Allah, if you do not give us victory, Islam will end. If this isaba, if this group of people died, Islam will end. Ya Allah, give us victory. In surah, in Ma'rakat Uhud, in the battle of Uhud, Allahumma, long dua, I just picked a part of it, and if whoever wants the whole thing, I will give it to him. Allahumma habib al-imana ila, habib ilayna al-iman. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman, wa zayyinhu fi qulubina. Wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuqa wal-isyan, wa ja'alna min al-rashidin. Allahumma tawaffana muslimin, wa ahyina muslimin. اللهم توفنا مسلمين وأحينا مسلمين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين اللهم قاتل الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك اللهم قاتل الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك اللهم اجعل عليهم رجزك وعذابك. Very long hadith, very long dua, but Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم kept on saying it in Uhud, and the strongest one, and subhanallah, the one in the battle of the trench, in the Ahzab, battle of the Khandaq. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba came to him. They said, Ya Rasulullah, look what's happening. That's it. Allah said that balagatil qulubul hanajir. Look at this term. Look at this term. The hearts have reached the throat. They came to him. They said, Ya Rasulullah, balagat al-qulub al-hanajir. Do something, Ya Rasulullah. Please say something. Teach us something. He said, Allahumma ustur awratana wa amin rawatana. Allahumma ustur awratana wa amin rawatana. Ya Allah, if you take it in linguistically, Ya Allah, cover our awra and give us security, give us peace. Here, Auratana, the scholars said, Auratana here are the holes in the border where the enemy can come through. So Ya Allah, protect us, protect these places where the enemy might penetrate. Here, Aura does not mean the Aura that we say it in the dua of the morning. And one more dua in the battle of the Ahzab. Allahumma munazzil al-kitab, sari' al-hisab, uhzum al-ahzab, Allahumma uhzumhum wa zalzilhum. Ya Allah, you are the one who revealed the book. You are the one who is fast in accountability. Ya Allah, defeat the disbelievers. Ya Allah, defeat the disbelievers and shake the land under their feet. If you are really serious, is there any better dua than the dua that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made in the battlefield? These are all the duas that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made in the battlefield. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made him victorious. And subhanallah, yesterday in our class, we were studying the story of Talut and Jalut. When the people were attacking, and the people of Talut, they went down from 100,000, from 100,000 followers to 313 when they saw the army of Jalut. That's why their prophet told them in the beginning, are you sure? Because they said, we want to fight just like everybody else. We want to go to jihad. We are ready. This is exactly what the people of the Prophet said. Assign to us a king. We want to go for jihad. He said, are you sure? He said, yes, we are sure. They are sure from 100,000 when the battlefield, when the battle took place, 313. 313 from 100,000. But when they saw the enemy, they said, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. There's no logic on earth. 313 against 250,000. It's impossible. By any calculation, bring the best commandos, best commanders, best generals. Tell them I have 313 and I have 250,000. Who do you want to bet on? But this is not the math when it comes to people whom their heart is attached to Allah. كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله. How many times a small amount of people beat a huge, the whole world have gathered against Gaza. The whole world has gathered. But wallahi, do not let that put you down. The victory is coming 100%, just like I'm seeing you and you're seeing me. But only, like I always repeat, just beg Allah to use us. Beg Allah to use us. But the victory is coming 100%. We don't want to be from the khawalif, the one who sat down behind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us for victory for this deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us witness the victory of this deen. May Allah azza wa jal give victory to our brothers and sisters that are mujahideen all over the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah. I will continue in the Jum'ah khutbah tomorrow, inshaAllah ta'ala. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا. والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا.